Tonight's topic is sleeping late on Shabbos. The inspiration for this topic was an article I saw printed in last week's Hamavaser, not the old defunct YU publication, but the daily newspaper in Eretz Yisrael that has a weekly section of Divrei Torah and interesting articles. So there's an article on this topic written by a Rabbi Yosef Vichelder. Don't know who that is. So some of the Marmor Kamos that we'll quote are quoted in that article. So this discussion begins with a comment of the Maharil, Minhagi Maharil in Hilchos Shabbos, Os Lamed Zayin. The Maharil is the following. Amar Maharil, Pam Achas B'Shabbos Nachamu, Simu had Sibert Filasam Bebeis HaKnesses. So once upon a time on Shabbos Nachamu, the shul finished davening. Terem Sie Marash im Habachrim Bebeisa. So this is the Marash Minustat, who was a Rebbe of the Maril. Marash Minustat lived the end of the 1300s, beginning of the 1400s. So the episode was that he davened in the yeshiva with the Bachrim, and the Baal Batim davened in the shul, and the shul finished davening earlier than the yeshiva. Not surprising. By he bevo at Sibur lekabel pnei Rav, and when the shul came, the Baal Batim came to be mekabel the Rav. Amru aparnasa meilav. So the shul officers said to him, Mar maishna hayom shikokach harach the betfila. Why did davening take so long? So let's just pause for a second. In terms of the fact that the Marash Minustat davened in the Beis Medrash and didn't daven with the Baal Batim, so the author of this article points out that this actually fits with a comment that appears in Minhage Marash Minustat, Simen Tav Lamed Beis, where he writes as follows. Od kasav lo, al b'nei ha'ir, shelef amim heim svichem lahamtim achar minyan, Ulafamim ein lehem minyan asaris. So the Baal Batim sometimes don't have a minyan in shul. Im yicholim lakuf es habachrim halomdim ba'ir leilich lebeis haknesses shel amalo. So there's a yeshiva in town, and there's a shul that struggles to get a minyan together. Can the Baal Batim force the bachrim to come daven with them to ensure a minyan? Ki lafamim lo yichlu lishmau hamasav amatan. If the Bachrim from the yeshiva are going to go down with the Baal Batim, then they're going to miss some of the Seder, they're going to miss some of the Mass of Matan Shel Torah, and they won't learn as much. The Heshev Lo Marash, the Dover Nachon Hu Leilech Lebeis HaKnesses Shel Kol, it's better to go to the local shul, Kizman Torah Lechud Isman Tfilah Lechud. So when they're learning, they learn the Beis Medrash. When they're davening, davening is something distinct. Kimashen Ogim Harabim Lispal Bebat HaKnesses Shelahem Heim Levadam. So where is it appropriate that the Bachrim daven in the Beis Medrash and the Yeshiva and the Baal Batim daven in Shul? That's where you have a big community and the Shul is self-sufficient. But if that's not the case and the Shul can't manage on its own without some help from the Yeshiva, better the Bachrim should help and make the minyan. Okay, so we don't know what it was like in Austria in the late 1300s, but that's the comment that he makes. It's actually quoted l'alacha in the Arabah Simen Nunhei Sifkatan Kafbeis. So that just speaks to the fact that the Marash Minusta was a Rosh Yeshiva in a community with a shul, and this Maaseh Shehayah in the Maril. So the record was he was davening with the Beis Medrash of the Yeshiva. And then he came to the Baal Batim, and he took longer to daven than the Baal Batim. So back to our story. So the Baal Batim wanted to know why they took so long to daven. So he said, the Marash Minusa responded, Amar lehem, ma'es asher minok shalahem lehefach. You do the opposite of what we do. The kol Shabbos mashkim and atem lebeis haknesses yosimi b'chol. You, the Baal Batim, every Shabbos, you get up earlier in the morning than you do during the week. And Shabbos, I sleep late. So it's not that the davening took longer, it's that they started later. The Amar, Shekach Kabbalah Miyada Miyada Mirabba Reb Yitzchak Nordhausen. Not sure that was. Asher Hu Herlos Smach Lazeh Me'avoda Fakahanim. And his raya to this practice of sleeping late and davening later on Shabbos is from our Sedra, from the Avodah Fakahanim, Parshas Pinchas. Debiyom Hashabbos Lo Yomashkim in LaHakrav Tamid Hashachar Kibashar Yamim. They didn't. Weren't makir the Tamash Shachar and Shabbos as early as they did the rest of the week. Kadesh Shalalavato Shena Shachar is the Onik Shabbos, so it's not to take away from the morning sleeping late, which is Onik Shabbos. How do we know that? Viraya, they would say they're Pinchas, Loksiv Gabe Shabbos Olas Haboker, Kimo Shakasa Samachlo Gabe Pesach. It doesn't say Olas Haboker the way it does by the Karbanos on Pesach, the Ka'i Az al Kol Tamidim Shal Shara Golem and Iskar Misham Bahala. And that's going on all the other Tamidim. Bahainu Mishun the Bishabbos Oshkim. That's Kol Kach. That's because on Shabbos they didn't get up as early. What Sukkim is he referring to? So he's referring to in the Parsha Satamid in Parshas Pinchas. So the Pasuk says in Pasuk Tes, Ubiyom Hashabbos Shnei Kvasim B'Neishana Tmimim U'Shnei Asrenim Solos M'Chabu La V'Shem V'Nizko Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato Al Olas HaTamid V'Nizko. So no mention of Boker here, as opposed to by the Karbanos of the Moedim later in the Perek, Pasukov Gimel Milvat Olas HaBoker Asher Lolas HaTamid Tasuas Eila. So he says that implies the reference to Boker by the other Karbanos HaRegalim. So then they were Makar the Karbanos early by Boker, as opposed to Shabbos, where it wasn't brought early by Boker, it was brought later, and therefore there's no reference to Boker. The Mordechai has a similar presentation with a different reference than Sukkim. Mordechai writes, Shabbos Simin Shin Sadiches, Al Ma Shenogu Olam Shekol Yimei HaShavua Misorin Baboker LeBeis HaKnesses LisPalel Olilmod. So the common practice that during the week people get up early to go to shul to daven and learn. U'B'Shabbos Yesheinim Yosir B'Shachris, and on Shabbos they sleep later in the morning. Zeu Tamo Shel Davar, why? So when it comes to the Tamid Shel Shachar during the week, the Pasuk says, Baboker, Baboker. Ubitamid Shel Shachar, Lo Nemar, Baboker. Ubitamid Shel Shachar, the Shabbos, Lo Nemar, Baboker, Ella, Ubiyom Shabbos. As opposed to the Karban Tamid of Shabbos, where it doesn't say Baboker, it only says, B'yom HaShabbos. And he quotes this going back to Rav Haigo. So a couple problems over here. Number one, if you look at the Psukim in Parshas Pinchas, it doesn't say anywhere, Baboker, Baboker. And then the second reference is, B'tamid Shel Shachar. It doesn't say Baboker, it says B'yom HaShabbos. That's Pasuk Tes. The problem with that, as we'll see in some of the later Achronim, earlier Achronim, later than the Mordechai, they point out that pasuk is talking about the Musaf Shabbos. That's not talking about the Tamid Shel Shachar. So the Mordechai is quoting two psukim as the contrast between Shabbos and Chol, and neither of those fit. He says, Baboker, Baboker is Chol. It doesn't say Baboker, Baboker here. And he says on Shabbos, it just says, "Liyom Shabbos Shnei Kvasim Neishanat Tamimim Shneis and Sof Menchab B'Lav Hashem and Dinisko." No reference to Boker, but that's talking about the Musaf. That's not talking about the Tamid Shel Shachar. So we'll come back to that in a few moments. But this is quoted halacha in the Ramah Simin Reish Pei Aleph Sif Aleph Reish Pei Aleph Sif Aleph. Ma'achrin Yoser Lava LeBeis HaKnesses MiBachol. On Shabbos we come to show later than we do during the week. Mishum DeBetamid Shal Yemos HaChol Nemar BaBoker. So note here, he doesn't say baboker, baboker like the Mordechai. He just says baboker, which we do have. That's esakeves achat tasa baboker, esakeves hashini tasa ben arbayim. So he kind of fixes that line for the Mordechai and makes it boker instead of boker, but baboker, baboker. Veitzel Shabbos, nemar biyom haShabbos, which again still suffers from the problem that's talking about the Musaf, as we'll get to. Demashma Ichor, that implies that on Shabbos we daven later, they were makir of the Korbanos, so we daven later than during the week. Chuvas HaRadvaz, Chelik Bey, Simen Tav Reish Yudalid, raises some of these issues. The Kashalach, Dehachra B'Korban Musafi, B'Parshas Pinchas, V'tamash HaShachar, Shal Shabbos, Kalul B'Chlal Yimei HaShavua, Dichsiv, Shnayim L'Yom Allah Samedes, Sakev HaSachat Tassav B'Boker, V'Gomer. So the Shalat HaRadvaz is bothered. There is no pasuk about the Tamid Shel Shachar on Shabbos. The Parshas HaTamid talks about the Tamid during the week. There's no special pasuk referring to the Tamid of Shabbos. And that pasuk, Yom HaShabbos, that's talking about Musaf, not talking about the Korban Tamid. So the Radvaz tries to come up with a technical answer to that problem. We'll see in the Bach a slight variation on the Radvaz's theme that we'll look at inside of the Bach. But then the Radvaz concludes, after his attempt to justify the Rayas of the Mordechai, the Alpha Pishar Esi Panim Latama Minog Lakayim Divri Yishonim, Lakosha Ken Ladivri Rabbeinu Haigon, Shidvar Divri Kabbalah. So even though I tried to explain the source of this Minog, Lo Tachshav Shani Sover Sheminog Yafu, don't think that I'm a fan of this Minog. Ela Minog Bilti Hagun, that's not a good Minog. Ela Yashkim Latvila B'Shabbos Kamo B'Shar Yam, and better get up as early on Shabbos as the rest of the week. Vafilu Lefiatam Dibayom Mashma Ichor, Mikol Malkom's reason why dealing with this. And even if you'll tell me that there's a mashmos in the psukim that you bring the korban tamid later, but why wouldn't you still say zrizim makdimin lemitzvos? And then he suggests, what about the baboker baboker? So maybe there's no pasuk baboker baboker. Maybe it means the baboker in parshas tetzav and the parshas tamid there, and the baboker in parshas pinchas, which is a bit of a dochak. So the fact that the Radvaz wasn't a fan of this minhag, we'll come back in a little while to others that weren't a fan of this minhag either. The Bach is bothered by some of the same problems in terms of the psukim. What are the rayas in these psukim to this minhag? What's the, how do we learn from the pasuk B'Yom HaShabbos by the Musaf to tell you anything about the Tamid Shel Shachar? So the Bach suggests, the Efshar D'Diek, so it's true. The pasuk is talking about Musaf, and you have the mashmo, since it doesn't say baboker, that it was a little bit later. If it was the case that they were makriv the korban tamid on Shabbos the same time as the rest of the week, as early as possible, in kain ein kan ichor, then the Musaf isn't going to be delayed per se. The Seder HaAvoda haya takuv zeh achar zeh. Because when it came to the Seder HaAvoda, they brought the Musaf right after the Shacharis, right after the Tamid Shel Shachar. As we say every morning, the Gemara in Yumalam Megim, the Brayos of Abaye, the Gemara, Abaye, Masadir Seder Maracha. So the Korban Tamid was brought right before the Musaf. So if it was the case that the Pasuk indicates that the Musaf was delayed, then presumably the Tamid Shel Shachar was delayed also, because the Musaf was brought right after the Tamid Shel Shachar. Right, what about the Baboker Baboker? So he suggests that the Babokers are the two Bokers in the Psukim, in the Parsha. So Shekas of Mordechai Baboker Baboker Tarti, Klomer the Kas of Baboker Mekame Hachi, Ubaboker Basar Hachi, Ubishel Shabbos Onamar Baboker Ella Ubiyom HaShabbos. So Baboker does appear in the beginning of the Perek and then later on. And this is sandwiched between the two Babokers, but there's no reference to any Boker when it comes to the Korbanos of Shabbos. Okay. Magen Avraham quotes this discussion also in terms of the Rayas and Sukkim. Simon Reish Bay Alice Sakatan Bays. And the Magen Avraham says, if the Iker Tam is Oneg Shabbos, which is what was stressed by the Maril. Maril says they slept late because of Oneg Shabbos. The Mordechai doesn't mention Oneg Shabbos. He just says, based on the Psukim, that they daven later. The Magen Avraham says, if it's Oneg Shabbos, he thinks that that's not relevant during the winter. During the winter, when Shabbos begins early, you can go to sleep early. Then you don't have to sleep late also. He seems to assume that Oneg Shabbos means that you're sleeping longer than you would during the week, but not necessarily later. So if you go to sleep early, get up early, you don't have to sleep later as well. One could argue that the Oneg Shabbos and the Lashon HaMaril was the Shena Shachris, that the Oneg is to sleep late, irrespective of when you go to sleep. You're getting up later than you normally do may itself be an Oneg, but the Magen Avraham didn't understand that way. That notion of Oneg in sleeping longer on Shabbos, the Me'iri quotes this from the Yerushalmi, Me'iri Shabbos Kufiyat Ches Amud Beis, quotes the Yerushalmi, B'nem Ango, how does one fulfill Oneg Shabbos? Mar Amr B'Sheina, Umar Amr B'Talmud Torah. Machlokes, or Yerushalmi said in a second, that Machlokes, two opinions. Do you fulfill Oneg Shabbos by sleeping? Do you fulfill Oneg Shabbos by learning? Below Pligi, Kan the Talmud, Kan the Balabais. That says, there's no machlokes. One's talking about someone who's learning Torah all week, someone whose primary occupation is Torah, and the other's talking about Balabas. How does that play out? Pirshuba Rabosai, She Talmud, Me'ango B'Talmud Torah. That a person who's used to learning Torah all week, so his Oneg Shabbos is learning Torah. Balabayas Bashena. Balabas is Oneg Shabbos is sleeping. Vani Amr says Amiri Hepachadvar. Shatalmid Shashono Koyameya Shavua Mikayim Bashabas Oneg Shena. That the person is learning all week, so his Oneg Shabbos is sleeping. Shalo Yahe Sichlo Loa Yosem Midai. That he has to sleep a little bit one day a week in order to keep his mind sharp. Ava Balabayas Shemasasa Koyamasachol Beiskav. He's involved in his business all week. Raila Lasasik Ma'ad Bashabas Batamat Torah. Derech Odex, his Oneg on Shabbos is learning. Loninu Yamin Tovim Shabbos is Alasik Behem Vidivrei Torah. It's interesting, there's a comment to the Me'iri in the Magen Avos. Magen Avos is the work that the Me'iri wrote to justify Menhagei Provence from the attacks of many who didn't like Menhagei Provence. So there are 24 chapters in the Me'iri's Magen Avos. Chapter 24 is about their practices regarding the recitation of Slichos during the period leading up to and of the Yamim Narayim. So the Me'iri there has a line, V'af l'ksas ha-ga'onim matzinu she'itiru b'lele ashmoros lokom behem l'spalel kibishara leilas. That there were some ga'onim that had the practice of reciting Slichos even on Friday night, Shabbos morning. The Ein Kan Chashash Hataya She'emas Tzibur Aleihem. So number one, we're not worried Shemayata, the candle, because in the middle of the night, there's no light. You have to use a candle. Usually you can't read Loran Air. So we're not worried Shemayata that you're going to come to move the candle to get more oil in it, because Emas Tzibur, everyone's doing it, saying the Slichos B'Tzibur. V'lo Chashash B'Tel Onek Shabbos. If you're going to get up early to say Slichos Friday night, Shabbos morning, that's a lack of Onek Shabbos. Shayamim Elu Lo Nitnu Ela Lachnas Veshviras Yetzer, because this period we're not so Oneg Shabbos isn't our priority. The rest of the year we would be worried about Oneg Shabbos, but during Slichos period that's not what the focus is. And then he talks about whether knocking on doors is a problem of Hashmas Kol, so that that may be a concern. Okay. Now, that comment of the Radvaz that we saw, was not such a fan of this minhag, even though it's Miyuchas Bachter of Haigon, and the Radvaz saw that you should get up early on Shabbos the way you do the rest of the week. So Yaakov Emden was equally or perhaps more bothered by this, more uksia simen nun ches. He writes, V'kol shekein, sheyesh li palei me'elu mischastim b'medinazu, the people that act as righteous ones in our country, she'osen hashkama b'chol Shabbos Kodesh, v'korin osa tefila v'asikin. So people get up early on Shabbos, and they call that Vasikin. Shechotvin Kriyat Shema Utfila Ba'afela Ka'ora Yimshashu Choshech V'lo Or Naga Aleihem. So he's bound the other direction, that people are getting up on Shabbos too early. They're getting up pre-Vasikin. And Lo Yatsu Yidei Chavasim Klal. So they daven too early, you're not Yotze. So they were davening even before the Zman Tfilo. The Alpha gav the Chazina L'Rabbana Kishishi Davu Abdi Hachi Inu Avadai Kitvei V'yadi B'ki Tuva L'Chavni Shaita Kogan. Even though there were people, righteous people that daven Vasikin Shabbos morning, so they knew what time Vasikin was. Shekol Masem L'Shem Shemayim Avalo Kolorosa Lito L'Sashem Yito The Tamanim Lo Yasas Karm Bafsedam, that number one, they daven too quickly. They got up early and they daven too quickly. And they daven too early. So they're not Yosei Tefillah Bizmana. And they daven too quickly. So Yaakov Endur is not a fan of that. Right? The Radvaz is saying, you should get up early and the same time the rest of the week. And Rabbi Yaakov Endur is commenting, apparently there are people that got up earlier on Shabbos than the rest of the week, too early. They rushed the davening. So it wasn't right to rush the davening. And they jumped the gun. And maybe weren't Yosei Tefillah Bizmana either. Now, the Minog referred to in the Maril and the Mordechai of getting up later on Shabbos to Davin. So some point out at first glance that may be against the following Gemara. Gemara Megillah, Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Man Tana L'Hadda Tanya. The Yontiv Ma'achrin Lava M'marin Lasseis. On Yontiv, people would come late to Davin and leave early. Lubishabbos memarin lava memarin lases. On Shabbos they come early and leave early. Says Rashi, the yontiv ma'achin lava lebeis haknesses shetzarach litrawach besudas yontiv. On yontiv they come late to shul because they have to get ready for the suda. Lubemarin lases and they leave early mishum simchas yontiv. Lubishabbos memarin lava they come early shekvar tiknu l'kamer Shabbos. They already got everything ready before Shabbos. There's nothing more to do. The yafa lamar biyasan likros shmakav asikin. He's daven Vasikin Shabbos morning. U'memaron laseis mishum oneg Shabbos. And you have a line in the Masechta Sofrim, Perek Yudches Halacha Vav, B'Shabbos makdimin lavo k'day likros kriyas shema k'vasikin imenei tzachama. U'machron laseis k'day shiishmu perish ala seder. So they get up early, come to shul early to daven k'vasikin, and they stay later because they would hear the parsha and the shir. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Reish Pei Aleph Sif Aleph, quotes this Gemara, has this work with the Psak of the Ramah based on the Mordechai, that we come late on Shabbos, we daven later. V'ulai Sfir Lei, Dezesha Amru, Memarim Lavo, Eino Al Kenegi Demei Acho. It doesn't mean you daven earlier than during the week, or as early as during the week. It's all relative, Shabbos to Yontiv. The Gemara is talking about Shabbos, Yontiv, Yom Kippur, no mention of Chol. So Memarim Lavo means relative to when you daven on Yontiv, you daven earlier on Shabbos. Rashi didn't learn that way, because Rashi says Vasikin, but the Maril and the Mordechai had to understand that Gemara, the Marin Lava is relative to Yontiv. So you sleep late on Shabbos, you sleep late on Yontiv, you sleep later on Yontiv, but that's still where you daven on Shabbos, it might be earlier than on Yontiv, but it's later than the rest of the week. So as far as this is concerned, I think we would say that Echad Amarbev, Echad Amamid, Echad HaMashkev, Echad HaMa'acher, as long as you don't miss Sma'a Kriya Shema, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, but Bavashi Chavin Libo L'Shamayim. There is another element of sleeping on Shabbos beyond Shena Shachris, is even if you daven Vasikin Shabbos morning, but the Ramah quotes in Simen Beit Sadi that Imragil B'Shena Sarayim Al Yivat Lenu Ki Ona Kulo, quoting from the Torah, that if it's Ona to take a nap Shabbos afternoon, then you shouldn't forego your Shabbos afternoon nap. There's a Maisa told of Chaim Volozhiner that Rechai Velazhner was once passing by a group of Talmidim who were schmoozing, engaging in Sicha B'Teila Shabbos afternoon. So Rechai Velazhner commented, it'd be better for you to take a nap than to stam schmooze, because Sheina B'Shabbos Tanuk. So one of the Talmidim, wise guy, said, but maybe it's Rashi Tevo's Sicha B'Shabbos Tanuk. So they're schmoozing, not sleeping. So Rechai Velazhner apparently commented, Leiv Chacham Bimino V'Leiv Ksil B'Smolo. That Leiv Chacham is the one who reads it with the shin on the right of Sheina B'Shabbos, and Leiv Ksil is the one who reads it as a sin with the left as Sicha B'Shabbos. But again, Echad Ha-Ma'acher V'Echad Ha-Makdim V'Vashi Chavim Libo L'Aviv Sheba Shemayim. Okay, have a great Shabbos.
Rabbi Zilman, can I ask a question?
Sure.
I was thinking that the difference between the Karban Tavid during the week and the Karban Tavid of Shabbos is during the week, the Kohanim have so many other Karbanos to bring. People bring their Shlamim, they bring their Kinim, they bring their Achatas Hashem, so they have to get the Tavid in as quickly as possible so they can offer up all the other Karbanos. On a Shabbos, you only have the Tavid, they have the Musaf, and that's it. So they could, get up late, so to speak, and just do the Musaf, and then they're done the rest of the afternoon until the Tavid Shalbein Arbayim.
I guess that makes sense practically. If not for what we saw, we still would have said Zuiza Makdim Lamitzos, and you should be Makdim the Karban Tavid as early as possible anyway, irrespective of the gap and what else needs to be done. But that may be a fair point.
If you look at the Gemara Pesachim when they bought the Karban Pesach,
right?
Depending on what day Erev Pesach fell on, whether Friday, sure. Shabbos. What time they would bring the carbon tamar shalbei and harbayim? What time they bring them?
Right. Good. Mm-hmm.
I will tell you practically that as a sleep doctor, right, there are people who aren't even Jewish, and you look at their sleep patterns, and they all take naps. A lot of them take naps on Shabbos afternoon, and I say, like, why are you taking a nap? And they're not Jewish. I mean, they're Jewish. They're not from. And they say, like, it's Shabbos. Of course you take a nap on Shabbos. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's the 2 days in the Meiri, who's owning that is. Right. Correct. Right. Right, but the shuls have to set their time based on the rov. So the rov people are making the preparations. Right. Maybe. Are there other considerations of rovam? Right. Okay. Good. Okay, have a good Shabbos.